This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Trumais, Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, Hazoreya Truma, Shegeg Yoifach. If a person plants Truma seeds by accident, he may uproot them to plant Chulin seeds in their place rather than letting them grow into Truma plants. Umezid Yekayim. If he planted them deliberately, he must let them grow into Truma plants. Since the field is now known as a Truma field, he may not destroy the crops. Im Hevio Shlish, Bein Shegeg, Bein Mezid Yekayim. Once they have grown to a third of their growth, they must be left to grow in either case. Uba Pishdan Mezid Yoifach. Flax is an exception. It must be uprooted even if it was planted deliberately, b'mezid, and even if it reached a third of its growth, because we don't want people deliberately withhold their truma flax seeds from Kohanim and instead plant them in order to make use of the flax stalks, which do not have the status of truma. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Trumas Perek Tes Mishnah Beis V'chayevis Baleket U'Beshikhu Bepeya. Produce grown from truma seeds is obligated in Leket, Shikha, and Peya. Va'aniye Yisrael Va'aniye Kohanim Malaktim. Poor non-Kohanim may gather it together with the poor Kohanim. Va'aniye Yisrael Meichrin Eshalahem La'Kohanim B'demei Truma V'hadomim Shalahem. However, the poor non-Kohanim may not eat it, since it has the status of Truma, but must instead sell it to Kohanim at Truma prices, which are less than the standard prices, since only Kohanim may eat it. Reb Tarfin Omer, Lo Yilaktu Ela Aniye Kohanim, Shema Yishkechu V'yitnu L'toich Pihem. Reb Tarfin argued that only poor Kohanim may gather it, out of concern that a poor non-Kohen accidentally may eat it while he's doing the gathering. Omar lo Rabbi Akiva im kain lo yilaktu ela tahirim. Reb Akiva said that if that was our concern, then even Kohanim should not be allowed to gather unless they are tahar. And that is the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel. V'chayovis, b'masrois, u'b'masa oni, v'ani Yisrael, v'ani Kohanim, noitlim, v'ani Yisrael, meichrin, eshalahem, l'kohanim, b'demei truma, v'adomim, shalahem. Produce grown from truma seeds is obligated in maisers. Its maiser oni may be given to a poor non-Kohanim together with poor Kohanim. The poor non-Kohanim must then sell it to Kohanim at truma prices. Ha-choyveit mishubach. Normally, it is forbidden to muzzle an animal when it threshes. You have to leave it to be able to eat. But in this case, when it comes to the truma produce that was planted, it must not be fed to the animal, so the best thing to do is to thresh it by hand. V'hadosh keitzad yaseh, toile kefifas betzaver behema, v'noisen l'toichon ma'oisa min, nimsa lozoimim es ha-behema, v'lo maichal es ha-truma. If one does thresh using animals, a food basket must be tied to the animal's mouth and filled with that same kind of food. Thereby, one is not guilty of muzzling an animal while it works, nor of feeding it its truma. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Tes, Mishnah Dalet, Gidulei Truma, Truma. produce grown from truma seeds has the status of truma midrabanan. Aval hatevel umaiserishain usviche shvias utrumas chutza laaretz bamed duma vabikurin gidulehen chulin. Produce grown from tevel or from maiserishain or from svichim of shmita or from truma grown outside of Eretz Yisrael in the places that are obligated midrabanan or chulin and truma that got mixed together or bikurim, all are chulin. Gidulei hegdish umaiser sheni chulin upayde oisam bizman zaram. Produce grown from hegdish or maiser sheni are chulin, but it must be redeemed according to the value of the seeds that were planted, even though the crop grown from those seeds is worth much more. That is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Truma is Perek Tes Mishnah Hey. Meya ligno shel truma va'achas shel chulin kulan mutarin bedaver shezaroi kole. Even if there were 100 patches of truma plants and just one patch of chulin got lost among them, they are all permitted, provided that it is a kind of seed that disintegrates in the earth like barley. Avol bedover she'ein zaroi kole, afilu mei shel chulin va'acha shel truma, kulan asurin. If it does not disintegrate, like onions, for example, then even one truma patch among 100 chulin are all forbidden to non-kohanim. That's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. Hatevel, Gidulav, Mutarin, Bedover, Shezaroi, Kolo. Things that grow from tevel seeds are permitted, as we saw in Mishnah Dalet in this perek, only if the seeds disintegrate in the earth. Avol bedover she'in zare kole gidule gidulin asurin. Otherwise, the produce is forbidden as tevel, even in the second generation, if the things that sprout are then replanted. Eizehu davar she'ein zaroi kole, kigain haluf vehashum vehabitzolim. Things that do not disintegrate include leeks, garlic, and onions. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Hashum Ka Sa'irim. Reb Yehuda argued that garlic is like barley, which does disintegrate. That's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin. Ha-Menakesh Im Hanochri Bachasiyos. Afal Pi She'peirais of Tevel Oichel Mehem Arai. If a Jew works for a guy in a job such as uprooting the weeds among his onions, even though the onions are tevel, he may still eat them in small amounts, like all other produce that may be eaten in small amounts without separating the maaser from them. Shesile teruma shenitmu shesalon taharu melatame va'asurin mele'echol ad sheyogoyim es ha'oichel. If teruma plants such as cabbage were picked and they became tame and then were replanted, they revert to being tahar. Still, as a rabbinic chumrah, this is a stringency, that one may not eat the leaves that were tameh. Those leaves must be cut off, and one may only eat the new leaves that grow afterward. Reb Yehuda Omer ad she yogaim veyishne. Reb Yehuda said that one must also cut off the new growth of leaves and may eat only the following growth. And that's the end of Mishnah Zayin.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.